Rafael. Okay.
Hello, guys. Hi, Rafael. How are you doing today?
You know,
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you for asking. Happy New Year's, man.
Man, Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you.
Sure. Yes, sir. Well, I see here you had the pleasure of speaking with Tanya, and she got you all qualified for this position as well. She took some great notes for me as well. Now, let me just clarify a few myself to make sure we're selecting the absolute best package for you today. Now, I see that you are doing both residential and commercial within the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Is that right?
Dallas. Where is it again? Dallas where?
Dallas-Fort Worth, is that right?
No. Dallas-Fort Worth is in Texas.
Okay.
Oh,
Dallas
Fort Worth,
in Georgia.
That's Texas.
In
no,
Georgia.
I know Dallas in Georgia, but I know
okay,
Dallas-Fort
gotcha.
Worth. No, Dallas
yes, sir.
In Georgia. Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Well, perfect, perfect, because that's, I was just clarifying, because that's exactly where we have this position for, is for Dallas and Georgia. Is this right?
Mm-hmm.
With that, I do see you already have like a, or you're brand new. What are you doing for like marketing and outreach right now?
No, right now we're not doing much marketing and anything like that. Like I spoke to another representative of you guys, Nadine. I was actually talking to her for a while before she got sick. We're not doing any marketing at the moment, and we heard about
okay.
you guys, and you guys have been reaching out to us. So
perfect.
We just said, hey, you know what? Let's see if this can work out where we can get good leads, because anyone can offer you leads. There's plenty
right.
of platforms that give you leads these days.
Exactly.
It's not rocket science. But we want good quality leads, you know, ones that are actually legitimate, real clientele, and it's not, you know, it's not a... you know, fake leads or things that just, you know, are nothing. You know, you get phone numbers and they lead to a disconnected number. So
exactly.
We
yeah.
want to try you guys. I know you guys go ahead and offer a website, marketing, advertisement, things of that nature. And last we were discussing, it was going to be $250 monthly, with
right.
the first month being $350 as, that's the first month charge. And then $250
yeah.
after that. That's what we were closing in on, and it's King Construction Services. My brother Edwin is the sole owner of it. It's a big family, so I handle all the paperwork and administrative side of the company.
Gotcha.
And that's you know that's where we're at now. And I was calling Nadine since last week, but now that I found out she is sick, I was calling her to kind of move forward with what
okay.
we were discussing, because last we spoke was, hey, Nadine, I'll let you know when I'm ready to rock and roll. And now that I'm ready,
gotcha.
She's unfortunately sick.
Gotcha. Well, we can still get you squared away. I can still get you in for those prices, no problem. Let's go ahead and get it rolling then. Let me get some information from you, and we can get everything going. To start off with, what are your hours of operation looking like?
We usually work, I would say, 9 to 5 is what we usually work, Monday through Friday. Saturdays are optional if needed.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Perfect. And I assume you are a licensed and insured, correct?
We don't have any licensing at the moment, which that's what I was saying to Canadian. We don't have that right now. I mean, if it's needed for us to pull permits and things like that, we do have our other cousin that can help us out with that, and we can get permits. Insurance, we do have. We have our workers' comp and our liability, and our general liability.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Well, that's no problem at all. I was just asking. Now, we're going to market you for everything that you offer, every single service, but within that, are there any specific jobs that you prefer doing, that you just like, that are maybe like your money makers?
Right. I'm going to call my brother. Give me 1 second. Let me just call him very quickly. I'm going to put him on the line with us. Let's see if he answers, because I know he had an idea of what specifically he wanted to go with first. Give me 1 second, okay? 1 second. Let's give him a quick call, okay? 1 second.
Are you good?
Yeah, sir, I have my brother here, Edwin, on the line with us. Edwin, sir, what's your name again? I forgot.
My name is Evan.
Evan, okay, Edwin, this is Evan from Local Splash. Nadine, that we were dealing with, is out sick before Christmas. She hasn't been in the office. So, Evan here, we're discussing everything. So I want you to hear very quickly. Now we're up to the part where what is it we would like to target, right, Evan? Is that where we're at?
Yes, sir. I was just asking, I mean, we're going to market you for all of these services you offer, but we are able to, like, focus in on specific niches or just moneymakers that you have them. So I was wondering if there's anything like that we could market with a little bit more emphasis on.
What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, what I was thinking was if we can actually, Nadine was helping us, I know that she was able to tell us a little bit of a ballpark number of what is being searched more frequently in the past 30 days. Is there somehow we can go look? Right. Can we, for an example, can we put, let's say, kitchen renovations, right? Can we look up kitchen renovations? And can we see in that area, Dallas, Georgia, I know we've got a 50-mile radius, can we check what the search has been for kitchen renovation past 30 days? Let's start there.
Let's see here.
Or how do you generally do it? I mean, what would be your recommendation? What's best?
Honestly, man, we're so good at what we do. And before we even hop on the phone with y'all, we do our own due diligence and just make sure the category we're inquiring about, we can fill it with you and find you consistent work pretty much regardless of your, like, job preference. So if y'all honestly have a niche or something y'all want to get more jobs of, just let me know. And I pretty much can guarantee we're going to find enough market, enough consistent work for you just within that, just because of how well we know how to program and just our expertise overall.
So do you think we need a niche, or should we just go just general?
Y'all are just starting out, so just start off like with general, like contracting and things of that nature. And then as y'all go along, you're going to definitely find, like, hey, I prefer maybe doing kitchen renovations, or I prefer just the easiness of doing roofing. Y'all are going to find your way. And then all it is a text or call or email to us. Like, hey, can y'all put a little bit more emphasis on marketing us for these specific services? And we get right to work for you and make sure we're doing that. But just because of the amount of keywords we can list you for and just really, like I said, our expertise, y'all don't really have to hone down. It's not a must-have if y'all don't have a niche yet.
Okay, great.
So just commercial.
I'm fine with that.
Perfect. And so is this both commercial and residential?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
So I know.
And
what's her name? Nadine, right? Nadine?
Yes, Nadine. Right.
I remember, I know she called us and she was very, aggressive towards the, you know, just putting us number one on Google or what. So I know she explained, she was honest and she told us it would take months or something like that to get up to that or what. So, but she said there was specific spots, honestly, just straightforward, honest with you. I mean, I know you got a sale, right? Is that offer still up, or is it just something in general that y'all put out there as to secure a spot, or could you help us out that way, or how does that work?
Yeah, we still have this position open. It hasn't been filled yet, so we are filling you with that, and once we have you there, there's no one else that can take this position from you or even an act within this whole entire area on our behalf. So yeah, the same offer that she went over with y'all, it still stands the same exact thing. It's going to generally take about 45 days to 60 days to see yourselves at the very top of the first page. But you'll definitely land some jobs beforehand because part of this is the Facebook side of it. And pretty much within the first week or two, we get all that set up and we start getting those advertisements out. And just because of how well they're targeted, you'll start getting some calls in and landing jobs off of that alone. And then definitely when that 45, 60 day range hits and you're at the number one top spot, it's really just a night and day difference from where you are now to then.
Okay.
And with that being said, like, okay, Dallas, we're definitely marketing you there. Like, what are some other cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to market you in?
I mean, I would say, I don't know, 50-mile radius towards the city, though, towards Atlanta. If you look at the map, out probably east of Dallas at some point. Because once we start going west, it sort of starts to, markets aren't as busy, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit more rural.
Right. We can target it just like that
in that section. We'll target you for Dallas, East Dallas all the way to towards Atlanta, and we can really geo-map that and geofence it for you. So we're really targeting that area.
Yeah, if you're looking at a map now, I mean, Marietta is east of us. And I mean, if you go further, but you have like Kennesaw, Woodstock, Ackworth area.
Right.
You have Smyrna, Powder Springs, Hiram,
Douglasville. Right, 50 miles should cover a good amount, right? I mean,
right.
It's going to cover all of Atlanta, but it's going to cover a good amount, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, at least like the westernmost part of Atlanta, it will definitely cover.
Right, do we want to be Edwin in that area?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah, because the main thing here is, you know, I know it takes 45, 50 days to be up and running, but like you said, there should be things that we could be receiving client-wise now, because we're not nitpicking a certain thing or putting general, which is great because it gives us, you know, availability for a lot, right? Now, my question is this. Let's say something comes in, right? A client comes in and he wants to do whatever, a painting, whatever the case may be. Now, we go over there, we discuss it with this client. Now, are we the only ones going over there, or we're just the first one going, and then there's four more companies going along to also give an estimate on the same job?
Well, that's the beauty of this. I mean, I'm sure you're kind of like referring to those Angie's Leads and lead-based services that kind of throw
right,
you into
correct.
A crabs in the barrel situation. Well, the beauty of this is you're not being middlemanned or thrown into like that, like a compiled area where you're just throwing these leads. These people are calling you directly. They're clicking a click to call or going through the website we create you and finding you directly, and they're calling you directly. So when you get on the phone with them, people generally don't like shopping around once they've established some type of relationship with people, especially if you sell them well on the phone call. They're not going to have the effort or will really to just go ahead and uproot themselves and find someone completely different. So your odds of having people that are looking around is much lower. And then the chances of just securing the actual jobs is a lot higher than having seven other people at the same lead as you.
Okay. So we're just on the web. Our information is just out there, right?
It's not just going to be out there. It's going to be in the easiest place to find it, at the very top of Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari. Generally, where a normal consumer goes to find any type of service-based, any type of job, they're going to use one of those platforms. And we also, since you're so residential-centric, we take care of the Facebook, too, because it's awesome for those users because the real people who make decisions like that are on Facebook. That's the primary social media that they use, but also it's just the actual targeting, because the algorithm will pick up if they do any type of search that pertains to any type of work you do and place your advertisement in front of them. But on top of that, we're going to program it so if these people visit your website or like your Google page or anything like that, we're going to have Facebook recognize that. So they're going to see you once on Google or the first place they look for. And then when they hop on the Facebook, they're going to get a second blow and really ingrain yourselves into their mind. And when they're in like in a relaxed state, when they're on Facebook, they're a lot more inclined to take their time to look through things, look through like a website and make a call to inquire. And then from there, it's just you securing the sale.
Okay.
All right, great. And let me go ahead. So I have Rafael here, and it's Edwin as well. I'm going to make you all both authorized users for this, if that's okay.
That's good.
So I have a question. I know online presence, whatever, right? Great. My just a concern. I mean, this is not going to change anything, no? But previously, when we've had online presence like that, I mean, and I think this is unavoidable to a certain point, but you start getting, I mean, there's scammers all over the place, so you get all these scam likely calls and stuff like that because your information is exposed online and all this other stuff. There's no way around all that, right?
I mean, yeah, sadly, because of today's climate on the internet, it's really kind of hard. But we have something that we're actually creating right now that's going to be able to kind of filter out those calls. It's like a secondary thing. We don't have it up and running yet, but we definitely have plans of it. Really looking to lock it down within the first quarter, but nothing guaranteed yet. But also within this, when I before I even process the payment, I set up something called a security question with y'all. Essentially, it's just if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to verify it's us, you would ask us that question and we would immediately answer it for you, and vice versa. If we ever got a suspicious call and someone that's on your behalf, we'd verify in the same way. So we kind of put some security measures down to ensure that nothing on our end is going to put you into jeopardy, because we definitely don't want that happening.
Yeah. No, because we've had online presence before, and I mean, you get calls where there's people wanting to come over to their house, and I mean, we've had issues where, hey, come give me an estimate. We show up and it's a totally different person.
Yeah, but generally with these types of things, just because of how we position you and the avenues, a normal scammer, or really a majority of scammers, aren't going to take the time and effort to really inquire like this. It's a lot easier with those lead-based things that people like kind of take advantage of the willingness of the people coming out and doing estimates, versus this is a lot more impersonable, and you can also feel it out. But let me just apply these discounts for us one second. We can get everything going. But actually, okay, so I have your billing address as 341 Silverwood Drive. Is that right?
Yes.
Great. And whose name is going to be on the card?
Yeah, we'll take care of it. I want to change the billing address as well, along with the name on the card. I want to put another card on fire. Give me one second. Let me think. Yeah, we'll take care of it. Yeah, I'm going to change that.
Okay. What's the billing address?
Give me one second, because that my sister knows that I do not. So give me one second.
We all good, man.
Give me one second, okay?
Take your time.
One second. Just give me one second. Give me 2 minutes, okay?
No problem. Take your time.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hello, sir. Yes, sorry about that. It's a big... All right, so the address... One second. My sister's right here. The billing address, give it to you right now. It's going to be... The billing address on the card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
527 Altama Way, I-4th, Georgia, 30102.
Thank you, and thank you so much. And the name on the card?
I'm getting one. I'm going to get it right here. It's right here in front of me. Okay, got it. This is our other company, but we can put her name. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's going to be Catherine Mercado, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, last name M-E-R-C-A-D-O.
Thank you. Thank you for spelling that out. Give me one moment. I'm just updating all this for us.
You have my number in case of any disconnection or anything, right? Because I'm getting like a little, like I'm hearing like a robot. I don't know why. I'm hearing.
Yeah. I have here 347-607-4797.
Perfect. Just in case we get disconnected, because I don't know why I'm hearing like a, like it sounds like my, either my phone. I gotta take my phone off. I don't know what this thing is. But just in case we do get,
okay.
Disconnected, and call me right back.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. 100%. Okay, so I got all this secured. It's just going to be $348 for today. I'll actually go through and give you a price breakdown, but I'm ready for that card. Now, what kind of card is it?
It's a Visa.
Visa? Okay, great. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's going to be 40.
Oh, no.